go over it a bit more.
Well, what a good definition is your pencil darkness.
Yeah.
You know, one, what's really, really important?
Sharpening.
Sharpeners. Well, the thing, have a gradient. Don't always use the same same pencil, as in just the 2B, and just press darker. It doesn't go darker, it goes shinier.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
So you need to use the different gradients of pencils. You know, we've got 2B and 4B here.
With this one, they said it was bold and they liked it, but I think it's kind of the same. I just need to, once I'm done, just go, like, define a bit more.
Okay, so...
I kind of exaggerated with the colours because you can get the exact one, so...
So how, any ideas? Who else has done colour pencil? Randy? Okay, any ideas how, Rahatu, after you've used the same sort of thing? I'm just not getting the exact colours. Anybody got any ideas of how we could maybe...
Just mix a few together, so if you can't get a brown colour, for instance, just get an orange and... Either do it lightly or just mix it with a normal pencil and get a dark brown colour.
So we're thinking of colour mixing. We're thinking about the way, you know, sort of you would have gone through that in year 9, year 8 probably with paint.
Yeah.
But thinking about building up layers, you know, maybe not going into it with such a strong colour if you go into it in lots of different layers, like you would with pastel, like you're blending. That sort of idea. All right?
Yeah.
So, first drawing, what do you think? What do you feel comfortable with?
I don't know, maybe pencils, but I'm not sure yet.
Graphite. Potentially colour pencils, potentially graphite.
Yes, can we do linear drawings?
Maybe. Right, Izzy.
Yes. Let me find it. Here it is.
You guys
They said they liked it, but maybe darkening around the edges, and then also it's quite hard to use this sort of watercolour because it smudges a bit, and so I've got a couple of mistakes which I can't completely go over.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just really taking more care and also darkening the edges so that it looks more like the photograph.
Yeah, okay.
And adding more depth to it. That's
And what were you
going to
do for your second one?
My second one is going to do same graffiti style. I haven't finished it yet. I've just started.
That's a tonal graphite, yeah?
Yeah.
Tonal, just with pencils?
Yeah.
Okay. So, final? First color AP drawing?
I would like to do linear.
You want to do linear?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've experimented with ink, and I love it.
So you are going to look at doing linear and with ink?
Yeah.
Okay, so potentially... Well, sorry, you were thinking of maybe showing some people maybe some ink, or we can do that.
Yeah, we can do... well, I won't do that tomorrow if we're going to be here.
Yeah, I'll do
it back in... on Thursday we can do it.
Okay, so you're thinking linear and ink, that's fine. Okay.
With mine, it was just basically the same with both, but I just need to define the final bit.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much all they said, really.
And what do you use, Caitlin?
I did colouring pencils for the house to, like, create texture and stuff, because I thought, because the colours were quite similar and it would be nice. Then on the beach... I did tonal, so I could do different tones of the shading and things. But I do think I agree with them that I need to define the final bit.
Yeah, and again, the definition that's going to come from making sure your darks are dark, your lights are as light as they can be. And if you look, does anybody remember how to actually look at tone? You look through your eyelashes.